Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games and films and stuff.
Indeed we are, and it is Season 5, Episode 9.
Amazing. Yeah, indeed yep. It is.
We've come this far. Mm-hmm. And today's topic is, Drew?
It's films and games this week. Essentially, we saw the John Wick. So there's a new John Wick film coming out at the end of this week, and there is also a John Wick game which has been announced, which has kind of an interesting way of doing the mechanics of mm-hmm. a film which does not look easy to make a game out of, but they've done something very clever with it, which I don't know if anyone's seen John Wick. Well, I'm sure somebody has seen John Wick.
I mean, it's like, fairly successful.
It's not just me. But it's a very kind of precise martial arts film that's all about choreography and setups and stuff, which is not really easy to do in a game. Mm. But they've come up with a really interesting way of doing it by making it sort of a turn-based strategy combat thing, which is mm-hmm. really interesting.
Yeah, is it Kung Fu Chess or something? That's the strapline thing they've done for it.
Which sounds super interesting.
It does, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because we were walking home from role-playing last night and you were saying that you and a friend of ours were chatting about what would a John Wick game be? And now they've done one.
Yeah, and it's like really interesting what they've done. It's a good answer to the question we were discussing.
Yeah.
So we decided to do an episode on films that haven't really been made into games that we would like to see made into games.
Yeah.
And we've come up with some like brief kind of mechanical outlines for them to say what they would be about and what kind of game we'd like to see made out of these mm-hmm. films.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go first, and the film I'd go for is Memento. I love the film, and I think, most people do. It was just, like, really something different at the time when it came out. And, I just think it would be really great to play a game out of sequence like that. So I'd see it as a sort of series of sleep cycles. And every time you wake up, you have, like, new messages you've written yourself. I suppose you could have it that you have the tattoos still on your body, or it could just be sort of, like, post-it notes. Kind of like the book Before I Go to Sleep, I think it was called, which I think has been made into a film as well. I guess you follow the clues from the previous day that you've left yourself. And then, I have no idea how you'd write this. I mean, this is the most branching narrative like ever. So that's not my problem.
No. Let the boffins deal with that one.
Yeah, exactly, the narrative boffins. I don't know, what do you think a Memento game could look like?
I mean, yeah, I really like that idea. Yeah, it's hugely, there's a huge potential for branching. I mean, what I guess you could do is that in one level you kind of wake up with your clues and tattoos and whatever you have from like the previous thing, which is what you're going to play next, and the object of playing the next thing is to figure out what gave you those tattoos. So rather than it being branching, you have to go and find, okay, well, why did I write this? And then you do go and find why you wrote that, and then you write it down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So I guess it would just like be a kind of Telltale style adventure game. It's mm-hmm. all conversation and just presented in a very weird order.
Yeah. So a mixture between a Telltale game and Her Story.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really good. I would definitely, there's definitely a way to achieve this game which would be really interesting to play.
I think so too. Yeah.
But it would require a lot of planning and outlining and just iteration after iteration.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah, because it was the first one I thought of when we were talking about this on the way home. It was Memento, because I loved Shadow of Memories, the Konami game from yonks ago, sort of late 90s, noughties sort of time, which was sort of time travel thing where you kept looping back on the day before and replaying it differently. So yeah, it kind of reminded me of that.
I mean, we were talking about this last night, but I haven't played Shadow Memories and I'm not really familiar with it. But I think I'm going to have to now because one of the games that I'm going to do later on is very much along those lines.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, well,
Cool.
yeah.
Cool. What's your
Okay, so
first movie?
my first one, again, is something we talked about last night. I would love to see an Ocean's 11 game. Just heists. Love heists. Always love heists. I don't, with few exceptions, I don't think there's ever been like a really classic heist game. I mean, there's ones like The Italian Job, which isn't quite the same thing. There's Monaco, which is a kind of multiplayer top. I don't know if you ever played that, but it's a
No.
multiplayer top-down heist simulator where everyone has different skills, which is along the right lines, but I just couldn't get into it. And there's stuff like Payday, which is fine, but it's more about the shooting than the actual kind of execution.
I was just gonna say, what about the GTA heist
Oh yeah,
section?
yes, there are those. I'd forgotten about those. Yeah, they're really great as well, but they are very scripted. Like you're just going along with what it is, and what I want is, I mean, what I came up with was something that's very much like the new Hitman. So, yeah. So you would have a game with maybe like three or four big complex heists that are approachable in like multiple ways. There'd be no guns, no killing or anything because at that point it just becomes, Payday or Hitman. See, I love Hitman. It's just the fact that I've got to do the hit at the end, which I'm not too keen on. So you'd have like playable classes with different skills. So you'd have Danny and Rusty and whatever Matt Damon's character's name is, and they'd all have their different things that they could bring to the heist. And you would like practice different bits of the heist in, I guess in game it would be like a VR version of the level. So, like in the first film, they have a mock-up of the vault. So there would be a mechanic along those lines where you get to rehearse it. And then there's a leaderboard mode for doing the actual heist. So, where you actually do it and there's no take backs, and I guess you could, no take backs. Sorry, I just reverted to being a 10-year-old. no take, no back, no back sees, turn around, touch the ground, do the heist.
the sort of classic heist structure is, you get the team together, you plan the heist, then you do the heist, but something goes wrong, which you weren't anticipating. So would you have that element, or could someone do a perfect heist without anything going wrong?
Definitely. I think there would be an opportunity to do the perfect heist and just pull it off like clockwork because that's ultimately what you want to do. That's the time you want to upload to the leaderboard. You want to, this is the time I got it perfect. But yeah, there would definitely be things that could go wrong, things where you would have to improvise and route around whatever's gone wrong. So my idea for that is that like at any point during the heist you can switch to another character and play their role in the operation, but each character's timeline is specific to them. So say you're playing as Danny Ocean and you're getting through, whatever obstacle it is and you reach something that you can't get past, you can now switch to Brad Pitt's character, but it starts from the beginning of the heist, so you're at time zero, so you can root around and change the plan to
That's a
deal with
cool
that thing.
idea.
And I guess if you were doing that, you could also make it a multiplayer thing where people could do that stuff at the same time. But that is kind of, I think that would be my, I think I'd never stop playing that game. Yeah, just
That's your
over and
that
over.
is your goal now. You have to
Yeah.
make the heist game, or compel the Hitman team to make that game.
Yeah, just take all the guns out of it and give me something to steal.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easy. They could do that. Yeah, I'd play that. Okay, so my second one, which one am I going to go second with? Well, the last one's kind of weird, so I'm going to go with I was thinking about types of films I liked. So I mean, yeah, last night we talked about the heists as well, as a genre we really enjoy. So I like road trip movies, and you don't really get road trip games that much. I mean, I know that the last Final Fantasy game was kind of a road trip element to it, but I was thinking, so something like Thelma and Louise would be a good film to make into a game. So I suppose you could sort of choose where to go on a map, and then you meet different people along the way. And yeah, so it's just sort of the whole structure is in a road trip. And then I was thinking about, because the sort of crux of Thelma and Louise, of course, is that they have their kind of Butch and Sundance moment, don't they? Where you freeze frame them and you don't see them die, but you kind of know that that's what happens. And I think that's quite an interesting thing for a game as well, to have an ending where your protagonist, essentially doesn't live. So I quite like that idea. So I suppose somewhere you'd have to have a scripted moment, where you commit a crime that means you then have the police chase at the end, that sort of climax and stuff like that. But I just think it would be cool, because it would just be a cool sort of like drama with these two characters. So you could have that as sort of those sort of interior drama scenes in the car, where you chat to each other and have dialogue choices and things like that. So yeah.
Like what I keep imagining as you describe it is, did you ever play FTL?
No.
So that's kind of, it's not a road trip. You have to get from one side of the galaxy to the other with a fleet chasing you, but it's all like procedurally generated, and it's kind of random story elements that happen as you go. So each run is different. Each trip is has a different kind of arc or story to it. And it would ju I think it would be really cool to scale that down and make it a like a road trip across the American Midwest or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it could work quite well. I don't know why there aren't many road trip games, because games like Cars and Maps as central functions, and as a way of like having hubs and missions and things.
I've definitely seen one kind of being linked on Twitter recently. I think it's called something like "Getting the Car Loser," and that's supposed to be very road trippy. Although I can't remember enough about it to describe it, but I remember seeing it and thinking, "Oh, that looks interesting," because it's kind of the same concept that you've described. But yeah, I would definitely play this game.
Cool. What's up next on your list?
All right, well, I've got Run Lola Run, which, have you ever seen that? Excellent. So that saved me 5 minutes of explanation. No, to anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a film about a girl who, God, I haven't seen it in ages, so I could
No,
not
me
describe
either.
the plot to you. But it's three different versions of the same day, and you have this woman who is, she's like a parkourish, like very athletic character who plays out three different versions of her same day, and because of one tiny little moment at the beginning, it plays out very differently each time. So my game version of this would be kind of Mirror's Edge meets Minute. So you'd get this small kind of open city designed to be traversable with parkour. And each run that you do would end after either 20 minutes or when you reach one of the pre-established endings, at which point you go back to the start and everything's reset. And you have this established goal, which I haven't like fleshed out in detail or anything. I don't know what that would be, but it would be locked behind all sorts of obstacles that you can't access without prior knowledge. So like key codes, password sequences, that sort of thing. So you also have like a notebook which doesn't reset with time. So the idea would be that you freely explore the city and you find all the different routes, all the different story elements, all the different possible outcomes to this story. And each time you hit an ending, the game identifies the relevant piece of information for you and puts it in a note in the notebook. Or like maybe you have to spot that stuff and write it down yourself. But it sets you up for this final run where you defeat all the obstacles, solve the mystery, escape the time loop, whatever it would be, and then roll credits. And then there'd also be like tons of secrets and sub mysteries and bonus puzzles to solve hidden throughout the city. So yeah, it would essentially be a Groundhog Day game with Mirror's Edge meets Minute meets Groundhog Day meets Run Lola Run, I guess.
That's cool. That's interesting as well, because one of my ones that I toyed with was Source Code.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so but yeah, that exactly. Yeah, the same reasons. Yeah, but obviously you'd be, I think it'd be quite nice because you've got a city, but I think it'd be quite nice if you've just got the train. Those the constraints of a train worked really well in the film, but yeah, so I'd definitely play Run Lola Run, and then the team could make Source Code.
Yeah, as a sequel or like DLC.
Yes, the train one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I love both of those films.
Yep.
Yeah.
Time loops are a really good concept. And like they
Yeah.
are a bit overused, but I think that's because they're such a good concept.
Yeah. But they're not used that much in games, though.
No, I yeah, I
Which
can only
is,
think of a few.
yeah. Which is, yeah, a minute of is the obvious. Yeah, which I loved. I loved Minute. That was great.
There's a few visual novel games that do it. I think 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors did a sort of vaguely similar thing. Flower, Sun, and Rain did that. I'm sure there's others. But yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think that would. I guess any kind of like roguelike or procedurally generated game sort of kind of touches on the time loop concept in that when you die, you just start back over from the beginning and now you're
Yeah,
better at it until you get to the end.
that's true.
But it's
Yeah.
not kind of explicit in the narrative.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a mechanic. Yeah, no, I think it would be really, yeah, I'd play both of those. Yeah. It's cool. It's interesting that we've gotten from Memento to Run Lola Run and Source Code. I mean, someone needs to make all of those games. They all work slightly differently and would give satisfying experiences, I think. So for my last game, okay, so I toyed around. I was looking at so I've got some sort of honorable mentions of things I was thinking about, and weirdly one of them was Dangerous Liaisons.
Okay, I've not
And
seen Dangerous Liaisons, so
oh
that.
okay oh Dangerous Liaisons is so good, but they've never done a decent print of it. I don't know what the Blu-ray's like, but it's such a great film, and so I've never ever bought it, because yeah, it'll just look like shit. But it's an epistolary novel about sort of intrigue through letters, and it's this man and woman are trying to manipulate people, and there's this woman who's known for her beauty and her piety and her virginity, you know, her sort of piousness and everything. And so these two decide to enact her downfall, but and he is set out to seduce her, but ends up falling in love with her. And yeah, so it's just a lot of, and it's just incredibly witty, and there's letters being written all the time, and I just think it would be quite an interesting, I mean, this is even a film, this isn't my third film, so yeah, anyway, so I was toying with Dangerous Liaisons because I thought letter writing and things is quite interesting, and you don't see it that much. And then I thought Hunger Games, like why did they never make a game of the Hunger Games? I just don't understand that. And now we're in the age of, you know, battle royale games like everywhere. But yeah, I just thought that was a bit weird that they didn't have one.
See, that's something I always disliked. Like, I like the battle royale genre, but it doesn't. It misses the point of the thing it's taking. It misses the point of battle royale, the film and the book, I think, which is that it's silly, which is that it's big and like there's. It's not guns in it. It's just it's melee combat, and it's not kind of about just being military and being the best at it. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be escapism, and every one that they come out with is so serious. And even Fortnite is still kind of, it's a very serious shooter, dressed up in cartoon kind of thing. Yeah, I want the Battle Royale Hunger Games game where it's outlandish, you know?
Right, yeah. I see what you mean. But, I mean, obviously it was a clearly great blueprint for successful game making, and I just wonder why the Hunger Games was never that, you know, never started it. It's quite bizarre. So the weird one that I've come up with is The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And yeah, so I haven't quite sort of nailed down, and I think in some ways Life is Strange did that kind of thing. So I just thought, you know, like John Hughes films, you know, he sort of created a genre, and you don't get games like that. And yeah, I was just like, that's kind of weird, considering, you know, narrative games are quite, you know, they're established now and it's a thing that people like, and so it's fine to make them. Yeah, so I suppose Life is Strange had elements of that kind of high school teen drama thing, but it was wrapped up in this supernatural thing. So I wouldn't want it wrapped up in a sort of time travel thing. I just want The Breakfast Club, and you could have things like, you know, the bits where they're creeping around the school to get stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think that would be just really cool and fun. And yeah, because then it got me thinking about sort of Home Alone type, that you could have, like, you know, it could be a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than The Breakfast Club itself was, but then you can have these kind of dramatic moments with conversations and choices, and you're trying to sort of forge relationships with, you know, the sort of the athlete and the prom queen and whatever they were. But yeah, I think it'd be cool to see The Breakfast Club in a game format.
No, I definitely do. And, like, there are games that kind of touch on it. Like, I think the one that springs to mind is Persona 4, or the Persona series of games, where it is, like, it's an RPG and it's kind of a reasonably standard JRPG, but also in the off time it's kind of a high school simulator where you are you're forging links with other classmates, and you get to know more about them and more about their personalities, and that makes you stronger in the RPG sections because you unlock new kind of personas and powers and interesting stuff. But there's never been any, but yeah, obviously it's tied up in a very supernatural thing. But yeah, I would definitely like to see that kind of high school simulator, which is just that, and it's about telling a story through those mechanics.
Yeah, I think it'd be good fun.
Yeah. Okay, so for my last one, I've gone for an unusual choice as well. Well,
did you have any? Do you have any honourable mention type ones?
Ones that you toyed with. The one that I toyed with was Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's a good one. It's a
very fun film. Like it's not great, but it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a turn your brain off and enjoy the car chases kind of thing. And I thought that would be really good. You get 50 cars, you lay them around a open world city, and then you just you are assigned to get them and drive them to this place or that place, and it's all predefined routes, and you can explore wherever you like, and you can find shortcuts by learning the city more. And then I realized, oh, I'm describing Burnout Paradise basically exactly. So that one already exists. Oh, well. I didn't really have any other honourable mentions. I did sort of toy with The Breakfast Club, but, like, I dismissed it very quickly and didn't think about it in detail. I thought, oh, that's, like, the My Dinner with Andre game that they do in The Simpsons. Have you seen that one, the My Dinner with Andre arcade game?
No.
Where there's a button that's for, like, bon mots and trenchant observations.
What's My Breakfast Club game better than the one that you
like? The Simpsons one. You only see Martin play it for like one scene, so I remember thinking when I watched it that it obviously it was taking the mic because they'd never make My Dinner with Andre into a video game, but I'd play that. I'd be interested in that. That's a really great film, and I'd like to be part of it.
Excellent.
So the one I came up with ultimately is The Shape of Water.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a stealth game dating sim. and yeah,
Excellent.
where you play as a mute member of the janitorial staff in a secret underground research facility, as in the film. If you haven't seen it, go and see it because it's amazing. So you move through the building, cleaning up, and maybe there could be like a mini game where you have to like clean the floors properly or whatever it is. But through your travel throughout the facility, you meet and get to know various handsome fishy boys. Then you pick one to go on a date with, and you have to. That's the stealth game section of it. You have to sneak out past the patrolling guards and
Okay.
like select a date venue. So one of the fishmen, for example, might like to go to the fun fair, or to skateboarding, or laser tag, and you go on all these dates with them. And as you spend time with your marine men, you figure out what kind of gifts they like. For example, eggs or books or skateboards. Yeah, I want to see a fishman skateboarding.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then you build up the relationship enough to ask them to run away with you forever. But you've also got to use some of that relationship building time to go on dates with the evil government agent who wants to use your Hydra lads as weapons and like convince him to leave them alone and not vivisect them as he does. I would probably scale back the vivisection stuff. That's kind of dark and cruel for what I'm going for. But yeah, he wants to make them into soldiers. And there's also a couple of rhythm game style musical numbers in the middle of all of it. I guess you get a different music depending on which fishman you date. You get a different
Yeah,
musical number,
style
and
of
yeah,
music.
which encourages replayability. As if I needed to encourage replayability, because you have
Right. I mean, people are going to be playing this for the rest of their lives.
And then there's a final sequence where you free them all and escape with your new fish husband. And the government agent is humiliated when he comes last in a swimming competition. The end. Game of the year. Every year. I win this one.
There'll be loads of fish puns in the
Exactly, yeah.
marketing.
I would have put so much more fish puns in if I'd had the time to do that this morning, but
Yeah.
yeah, we're on a tight time limit. And
Yeah, we were. So, yeah, I like that one.
yeah, I know.
Obviously,
It's
you're only
incredible.
human.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, like jokes aside, like as I was I started writing it as a complete joke, and
Right.
then the more I wrote about it, the
Yeah.
more I kind of fell in love with this idea, and
Yeah,
I
it's
just
like
absolutely
actually,
want to
this
play this.
actually works.
Yeah.
That'd be
So there we are.
cool.
I'm putting that out there as, you know, just an open idea which I will allow anyone to steal and make. It's fine. Go for it.
So it's almost like Seaman, where you could build up relationship points so he can like actually break out of the aquarium thing
Yeah, that
and
would
be
definitely work.
free. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, sorry, I'm just sitting here imagining Shape of Water game now. That's it, over. Cool. Yeah, I've had fun with this one. It was
Yeah,
good.
this was a really good one. I've enjoyed it,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Cool. Okay, I think that is it. That's all our films. Tell us
Yeah.
yours,
Yeah.
basically. Your films that you'd like made into games.
Yeah, I'd definitely love to hear people's like opinions on this one and games that you've had like in the back. I think we've all had a game in the back of our head that we'd really like to make, that
Yeah.
we think would be a really good idea. And maybe it's a spin-off of a film, but it doesn't have to be. We'd still
Yeah.
love to hear about it in the comments.
Yeah, definitely. Or you can improve upon the games we've made out of our films.
I mean, you can improve
Just
on some
like,
of
I
them.
mean, like, obviously The Breakfast Club needs guns. I mean,
Yeah.
what fool thought they'd just be talking to each other?
Yeah.
So, how can they do that, Drew?
They can do that through oh God, I've forgotten.
That's Argue the Cast. I was just going to step in there smoothly. on Twitter at Argue the Cast, obviously on gameindustry.com. We are on Libsyn, so there's an Argue the Cast Libsyn website which has comments too. The best place to reach us is either in your podcast places or on Twitter. We're always on Twitter. We
Yeah.
live on Twitter, like
It's true.
tweeting about the films we watch and having conversations about films and games. So
And stuff.
catch us there. And stuff, yeah, sometimes we mix some stuff in there. So we haven't done stuff for a while, actually.
No, we haven't. We're gonna have to find some stuff to do a podcast about.
We are, yeah. Maybe books or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. come and chat to us on Twitter. We'd really like that. And until next time, Drew.
Cheerio.
You can improve upon the games we've made out of our films.
I mean, you can improve on some of them.